Now little more than a ditch, Tag Cut, completed in 1770, served for 38 years as a vital link between the North Sea and the Irish Sea for barges carrying coal, stone, flour and lime. A third of a mile away downstream, where it rejoins the river, there was a lock with a lockkeeper's cottage and a footbridge for the Clydesdale horses that hauled the barges. In its heyday, it would have bustled with activity, but it was eventually made redundant by a new stretch of canal, Freeman's Cut, on the other side of the river. By the end of the 19th century, it was a quiet backwater and became popular for walkers, anglers and naturalists.
Skimming stones, rocks blosh, whiling away summer's sun on man-made banks, awash with iron, staining socks and cuffs, yet nourishing iris and meadow sweet, battling midges to reclaim a nostalgia of days gone by, paddling brown waters, stones slick with algae, freedom curtailed by broken bottles, discarded by dreams unfulfilled, in this old market town, no mills reborn.
Dark green woodland ferns have retreated for winter. In their place are rusted, mossy orange stubs with curled whispers clinging on, teasing what might come again. In late spring, their feathered fans are reborn, bejeweled in dew, reaching up to drink the dappled sunlight, reclaiming their birthright, carpeting the woods once more. How like armies, ferns, jostling for prime position, retreating only when the shade of winter weakens them once again.